Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
He also went to this particular street. I'd love to roller skate to this song.
I went to the World of Coke and Medellin.
Wouldn't you like to roller skate to this? Can you roller skate?
Not anymore. Used to.
the World of Coke and Medellin is much better. Bogota is the best one.
Bogota. Bogota. What did the... Oh. What an awful, page if you only knew.
I have no idea.
If you only knew that...
Sounds fun.
Michael P.S. Hayes. Do you know what the P.S. stood for?
Postscript.
Purely sexy.
Oh.
Pizza?
Oh. Booker T. says that, yeah.
You wouldn't have said that in Bam Bam's face.
No, he wouldn't have. Nor would he have said what he said about Vader, either. Vader would have beat the hell out of him for that. God rest in peace, big baby bull Leon White. Bad Street. I'll tell you this. I would be out on this song if it were on the Brilliant Music Review.
Yeah.
You would?
Probably long before now.
Yeah, you're probably saying, well, why'd you pick it as a rejoin song? You know what? I don't remember.
You were drunk.
No, I just did it early yesterday afternoon, and... I told Fatboy, I said, sometimes it's a surprise to come in here the next morning. It's like when you order stuff when you're drunk on Amazon.
You must have seen a Garvin out somewhere.
No, I was looking for the Dusty song, and I happened upon this great track. Speaking of great tracks, we're going to play a couple. Maybe. I mean, we're definitely going to play them. I just don't know if they're going to be great or even good or even listenable. Sometimes last week was awesome.
It was.
Really, really. Both bands made it through.
Rare gem, man.
The Brutally Honest Music Review is where we, non-musicians, the only linkage we have to music is that Fatboy and Paige play them.
Yeah.
Fatboy and Paige play music. Nine and I are here as they play music.
Hey, I've seen a lot of music.
Yes, but I'm a retired DJ.
I know a lot of musicians.
I'm a observer of buttons. So what we do with the Brutally Honest Music Review is we give the opportunity to unsigned artists to have their music played on the radio, but rather than to do this sucks or that sucks kind of thing, We do it the Brutally Honest Music Review. So we get our noisemakers. For instance, I have what is called a crow call. Hunters that are hunting crow.
Yeah, they shoot them out of gardens.
Would do that. Yeah, but why are they calling for them? Like, you're supposed to shoot nuisances. You don't call for them. I never understood that. I would hit this. Like, why are you calling for crows?
So you can shoot them.
Why?
Like, when you had a BB gun, crows used to be a bounty of $1 a hit.
Oh, my grandpa took out some squirrel over at Poe Mill. They're now gone.
Yeah.
They're now endangered.
Remember all the pigeons used to be in Greenville?
They're extinct.
That's one of those things that I would love to really find out how downtown Greenville got rid of pigeons.
Dude, I used to, back when it was all, like, winos, we called them back then.
Yeah, hookers and things.
Yeah, but you remember, that was the word back in the day, winos.
Winos.
Nobody said homeless, everybody just said wino.
Winos and hobos.
Whether you drank or not, use a wino.
Yeah, but now you see somebody on Points of Highway, like I said, I can't tell if they're hiking or they're on meth.
Yeah.
They all have on backpacks.
My parents used to tell me stories about back in the 70s downtown. Wasn't much going on downtown Greenville. So they used to tell me stories about the cops who just sit around and shoot pigeons.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, you go on top of the famous steakhouse there on the corner and shoot pigeons off of the Daniel building. It was the thing to do.
If you want some science, do your crow call. Crow call makes turkey gobble because it irritates the turkey.
Well, look.
We don't have a pigeon lady of Falls Park.
They didn't put that on the hunting store that I went to, Amazon.com.
So it's a diversion.
So that's the noisemaker that I, when I don't like the song, that's when I'm out. Fat Boy hits his gong. He just punched the table.
He did.
I missed. I got to get a bigger hammer.
Paige has, that's what your wife says. Paige has her squeeze toy. Watch out. And Nine has the World War II siren.
Hey, boys, we got a fire.
No, we got to get out of here.
Load up the truck.
It's the coppers. We got to skedaddle.
Bring the gun so we can shoot the pigeons.
Hey, don't forget the money, pal. The whole reason we came here.
Full cavity search? I'm for it.
I love this damn thing, man.
Hand me a glove. You see?
This is the best $50 tax write-off I ever bought.
Almighty.
Yeah, that's no kidding.
You bought a gong, fat boy. That thing had to cost at least $350.
The box says $5. It's a wind chime.
I didn't have a $3 bill in my pocket.
Yeah. Can you imagine if
picture yourself.
If a woodpecker got a hold of that thing. God almighty.
Half that, dude.
Yeah. All right. So, are we going to go in this order?
Yeah, sure.
What if I'm turning it upside down?
Ha! You would going to Wade Hampton.
Lost in the woods in Canada.
The way they've treated me, I don't resent that at all. This band right here from the upstate of South Carolina, they've been together for 3 years. Their influences... This is going to be like the graduation list here. Dissection, Manogram, or is it Maingram? I don't know, to be honest. Manogram sounds fun. And In Flames, okay? Their style is what is called melodic death, Viking metal.
Viking!
Also, some miscellaneous info. Both members are younger than 20.
Oh, I guess that means we'll take it easy on them, huh?
What does that mean? Like, one of them's, like... 19 and the other one's like 12.
Oh, God.
Could be.
Could be.
Like, at least one of them's 19. Otherwise, they would have said they're younger than 19.
The other one is 6.
Hey, it's the coppers. We got to get out of here. These are some youngsters.
This drummer is 4 years old.
Oh, no.
All right.
Sign him up. You got a future, kid.
With the song Tales from Times Remembered, get your noisemakers ready. This is Ravencrest.
Ash and the fire in the sky.
I'm ready to go pillaging.
I would be driving real fast right now in the car.
Going to pillage.
I'd be looking over my shoulder, too.
Why would you be looking over your shoulder?
Because I would think something's coming to get me. Oh, I'm driving fast.
I think this song is about you. It makes me want to go get them. Not the guys in the band, but something.
Are you a pirate?
I'm doing the chasing.
He's a pirate.
I'm Viking.
Oh.
He's a Viking.
He's a
Spartanburg Viking.
You look like Rosie Grier. You would eat purple people.
What?
Ran.
They were the purple people eaters.
Okay.
All right. So, first of all, I'm turning off the text screen because this is where our votes matter. You can't tell me that if that came on, the treatment here is that you were somewhere and this comes on the radio or a playlist or something. What would make you turn the channel or skip forward or whatever? You can't tell me you wouldn't keep listening to that because I've heard a lot of growling, a lot of death metal and stuff. I could understand the lyrics to that.
Yeah.
Some.
Most,
And the guitar and the drum, to know there's only two members of that going on right there is something else.
Yes.
It's like the devil's Black Keys.
It is. Drummer sounds like he's beating on the hell of the door to get in.
They had to have more parts than just two going there, obviously. I mean, they had to.
Well, yeah, but there's two members in the band.
Yeah.
So there's...
We'll find out.
I tell you, the song's 8 minutes long.
Oh, God.
I feel like that would be like that would be like Skeletor's ringback tone. Like when you try to call Skeletor.
Who's calling? Who's calling? Come to Grayskull.
And also one part the song that I couldn't understand, I think he was just burping.
Might have been.
I think it was a long belch.
I'm not a fan of the growlers, but I really liked that guitar lick that was kind of like a medieval march. I really thought that was cool.
Right, you wanted to go pillage.
Mm-hmm. I did. I really liked that.
Yeah. I wanted to put on one of them helmets that has the thing that comes down over my nose.
It reminded me of
good, I'm going to go throw telephone poles.
Of good metal bands.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, there's been some bad ones around here, but that was a good one.
Yeah. I mean, I can't understand the words, but I didn't think it was enough to go out on.
Yeah. Yeah, that was you know, I almost wish I hadn't known ahead of time that they were teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz I think that did sway me just a little bit.
Well, I'd have been in on that if they were like 78.
Yeah.
Well, for different reasons.
Yeah. Well, you would imagine though with that one voice if he's 78 he's got COPD.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's a youngster. All right, let's see if so far that's 4-0. Let's see what we think about this artist. From Columbia, South Carolina, by way of Denver. People claim Denver now that it's like the weed capital of the world.
North Carolina?
It's like, oh, it's just skiing. Denver Co. Yeah. Been a band for 2 years. Influences, Ryan Adams, not Brian, Ryan. Mm. Pearl Jam.
Okay.
And Kings Leon. I like their earlier stuff. Been playing the Southeast for a decade. So with the song Left in a Panic, get your noisemakers ready. Do you know how to say the last name?
I think it's Lucero.
Lucero is what I would say.
Yeah.
Why you ask?
Well,
Why the hell you ask?
If you asked and you said, hey, man, just when we get on the radio, how do you say your name?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a producer would do.
That is exactly
why don't you produce this?
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, you're right.
It's Lucero, like the band Lucero?
With the song Left in a Panic, this is Jeff Lucero. Here we go. Brutally Honest Music Review.
Well, I'm hanging on by a thread, living one word at a time, and I'm on my way again, but there's just one more try, so I may. Always there on my mind. All I
We'll let it play as long as you want, Jim.
Fatbo's got his finger on it.
Yeah, but he should put it on the button, too.
Oh, yeah, he should. All distracting right. me.
All right. We'll go back. Paige, you were out last. Why?
You know, I liked his vocals and everything. I just didn't think this song needs a little work. That's all.
Yeah. Fatboy, you were next to last.
I don't want to accuse this guy of anything. But of all the songs we've ever had, this sounds like the one that would probably most resemble another song, yeah.
Weezer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was Lakes Cuomo on the singing portion there.
Little Island in the Sun?
Yes.
I heard a lot of that. And this is going to sound stupid to everybody, but stop the song for a second. Take it at the beginning. I don't like songs that start singing this fast. Listen.
Well, I'm hanging on.
Too fast.
Now, I've also seen you get real upset if it takes too long.
It's got to be right in the middle.
It's got to be okay. It's got to be made for you.
You know when your body feels the flow and you know like when the chorus is going to kick in or the beat drops or whatever, that moment never really happened. It just you felt the emotion and then it just went into that.
Yeah.
Look, some songs have that sort of makeup.
Like a 3-second cue up.
They can't all be the same, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, but again, I'm so glad Fatboy heard the same thing I did. It sounded Weezer-ish.
Oh, yeah, it had a lot of Island in the Sun to it. That's a good song.
All right.
So, yeah.
That dude's a pro. I mean, the production quality was really good on it. He's definitely a professional musician.
Sounds good.
I just feel like
why were you out then?
I think Paige was just going with the crowd on being out on there.
Actually, I did like the lyrics, but I just kind of.
What was the song about?
I have no idea. That's it.
I feel like you took the track and just changed words.
I'm gonna hide your noisemaker.
I'm gonna jump out the window.
No, but I mean, I thought his voice was good, but I thought the song needed a little bit more levels. That's all.
So you say the song was mixed great. Paige said. She enjoyed the lyrics, but does not know what they were.
I didn't find any problem with the production. It was a good song.
Yeah, I think it was like a Weezer C-side.
It sounded
not even
like
a B-side.
Well, it sounded like Island in the Sun, which was an A-side.
Yeah, but by the time somebody changes a few words or whatever, they get sued and it becomes a C-side.
Yeah.
Robin Thicke, everybody.
Do you think he's got it? Do you want to put on my sweater song?
Destroy it.
No, his would be about putting it on.
All right, so that means with a score of 4-0 versus 1-3, our winners of today going undefeated, believe it or not, was Ravencrest, and representing Ravencrest, it's Ethan.
Good morning, Ethan.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I am all right. How are you?
Doing great. All right. Several questions. Only two people in the band?
Yeah. Only two of us.
And that's you, Ethan. Ethan, what do you do in the band?
I do lead guitar. I did the drums. Damn. We have some songs that have actual singing. I do that, but not on that song. And I handled producing it.
And when you say you play guitar and the drums, are you an octopus?
Right.
No, you pre-record them and mix them together.
Oh,
I see what you're saying.
Tracking?
Yeah. I tell you, melodic death Viking metal. That sounds absurd, but I see that because a lot of the, like I was saying, a lot of the growling stuff, I can't understand the lyrics, and I could understand most of that. And the anthem part of it would, dum, brr, I'm like nine. Let's get on a ship and go rob people. Make people jump off planks and things. I want to go to Long John Silver's.
Ah, yes!
L7. I'm
going to Captain Day's.
Add two pieces of chicken.
I mean, yeah. So you're both younger than 20. So I was guessing 19 and what are the ages here?
8.
We're both members of the band are currently 19, although my bandmate Tristan, he turns 20 this year.
Oh, okay.
Tristan. Yeah. Tristan's the growler. What's Tristan sound like normally when he talks?
He normally just sounds like a dude. Like he's
like a dude.
What does that sound like?
Wow,
though?
That's great.
Like, hey, bro, got a show tonight. Surf's up.
He's just got a normal speaking voice, kind of like mine.
Isn't it our time, Mr. Hand?
You know, Spicoli. Man, y'all, that was something. Does all your music kind of that same kind of thing where it's melodic death metal? I mean, it's kind of this.
We're a melodic death metal band.
Wow.
So yeah. Most of the stuff has that vibe.
Yeah.
That's good.
Now, was I saying Manogram right, or is it Mangram?
They're a Swedish band, and the name, it's Monogram.
Ah. Oh, I made sure that's those graduation names we read. We were saying them wrong. Well,
you guys drew some good comparisons from people texting in, talking about you. A lot of people heard some "I'm on my mouth" on there.
Yep.
Do y'all wear any cool outfits or anything when you perform? Do you dress like Gwar?
Unfortunately, no, because we can't afford that.
Oh man!
Yeah. So it's the standard fare. We wear denim jackets.
Let me tell you what you do. You wait till November 1st, and there's this place called Halloween Express. And there's also a Spirita.
Oh, yeah. Wait till November 1st. You'll clean them out.
You go buy your tour wardrobe, sir, and you'll get it at a very affordable rate.
You'd be a real Viking.
You'd be a real Viking. Like, real Viking. You should get somebody with a peg leg in the band, too. That'd be like, fun.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. It'd be awesome. I'm saying make a performance instead of just being up there, you know, looking like Orange Cassidy in your denim jacket. Get out there and just put on a performance. The world is a stage. That's your oyster.
Thanks, Dad.
And the oyster's affected with COVID.
Wait, right. Why is he singing on an oyster?
Why not a clam? Why could the world be your big clam?
But inside every one of them oysters, though, is a pearl.
Necklace.
Yeah.
Do you get to practice at home or do your parents kick you out?
Yeah, do they like say, hey, quit screaming like the devil up there?
In the garage.
No, my family was actually really cool with us recording an entire album in the house over the last summer.
Man, that's good.
Good for y'all, man.
We encourage it.
Well, Ethan, we appreciate you. Pass that on to Tristan as well and to all the fans of Raven Crest. How can we find your music and information?
You can find our music. We have a YouTube channel at Raven Crest Band. We have a band camp, which should just be the same thing. It's either Ravencrest Band or Ravencrest SC. And we have an Instagram.
Oh,
we have an Instagram. It's at Ravencrest Band.
At Ravencrest Band. All right. Fantastic. We will check out the music and, check out the Clearance Halloween costumes and get that production together. Thank you so much, Ethan. You have a great morning, sir.
You too. Thank you too.
All right. Have a good morning. We're getting violent threats about what we said about the other band. Or the other performer.
What you said?
Brutal honesty. Whatever it is, that's what I was trying to give.
And what do you call your song, Lake in the Heat Wave? It sounds like the same song with different lyrics.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Yeah, check out Ravencrest at Ravencrest Band. If you want to be a part of the Brutally Honest Music Review, go to 933theplanetrocks.com. Click on the Rise Guys little button or whatever it is, or just text HONEST to 72341 and we'll link you up that way. Nine.
Yeah.
I see you're over there getting your notes together. What's going on in your best damn audio department?
Man, I got some good stuff. Remember when companies used to do fun things? Like training videos would be fun. Instead of teaching you how to do something, it'd be like a fun parody of a pop song.
You know, the few times I do see management types here in the building during these troubling times, I get one of those things where it's like a good old boy waving at you. He's got his hand up on the steering wheel, raises maybe one, two fingers at you. That's what I get.
Okay.
And I like it.
All right. Also, an emotional donkey coming up next in Nine's Best Damn Audio.
Okay. So we're going to do a second episode of sports today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning, everybody.
Man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, hit this, brother.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale.
How's it going?
It is.
Can't wait for you guys to hear about this man and his donkey. It's touching.
Aw.
You talk about his butt?
Give me that donkey butt and them big old legs.
I'm not talking about his ass. I'm talking about his ass.
Oh.
We'll start out with some good news if you want to.
Yeah, always.
Please?
You heard of this guy named Archie Williams?
Please.
Hey.
Please. Archie Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I haven't.
He just got out of prison. He served 37 years for a rape and stabbing he did not commit. But DNA evidence freed him last year. So what did he do when he got out?
Took his wallet with him.
Went on America's Got Talent.
Let's start with your name, please, sir.
My name is Archie Williams.
Then where are you from, Archie?
I'm from Louisiana. I was just incarcerated for 37 years for somebody else's crime.
Ooh.
DNA freed me. Though I search myself, there's always someone else I see. I just allow a fragment of your life to wander free.
I'd say we got about 3,500 yeses here.
It's one of those things where, you got to put him through, but it's just a gimmick because he ain't going to, win the thing or anything. He's just going to, oh, here you go. Market our show for us.
What did you look any further into what the, I guess it was murder?
Rape and stabbing.
Oh, he
said that already.
Oh, he said that, yeah. Wow.
He should have stopped when he said, search myself. You get it because I was in prison. Do the elbow, and then start singing again.
When he said he was in for somebody else's crimes, you heard gasps, but I heard some clapping, too. I really did.
Maybe they were just so happy he got out.
I guess.
I don't know, man.
Well, happy Memorial Day.
Have you seen all the videos going around where people are arguing and fighting at stores because somebody doesn't want to wear a mask and somebody wants them to?
Yes.
So that one, maybe this is what you're going to play, the one... They pushed somebody out of a store because they wasn't wearing one.
Oh, no, it's nothing. Not one of those incidents. Those happen a lot. But there was an interview with somebody. I don't even know who did it. They were talking to a constitutional lawyer about it. And they asked the constitutional lawyer, so can a business refuse me service for not wearing a mask? And some of you will be shocked by this.
It's complete nonsense. When people say that they have a right not to wear a mask, they might as well say that they have a right not to wear clothes. It's strange that these people say, I have a constitutional right not to wear a mask, at the same time completely disregarding the rights of private property owners.
Yeah, you make them make a wedding cake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, we don't, no shirt, no shoes, no service. No, we talked about it the other day. Some dude was pissed the first time he had to wear a shirt to eat.
Dang it.
Imagine how mad. The first time he had to wear a shirt or shoes to go get some food, he was mad.
Obviously, he never ate hot soup.
Mm-mm.
You take some hot clam chowder to the nipples, that hurts.
Yeah, I imagine.
Like if you tell the buffet crowd they can wear whatever they want, it's going to be flip-flops and no shirts.
Yeah, I'm going to be just naked in yoga pants that don't fit.
I grow a rat tail again.
Aren't you amazed that they haven't had to add no pants? Must wear pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoes,
no
man.
No shoes, no shirt, no pants, no service.
A lot of people like to go to big box retailer barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
It's gross.
Like to get them grocery store feet. What's wrong with grocery store feet?
It's nasty.
I got to look at your hammer toes. It's awful. Hammer to your toes. That's what I want to do,
You're full of hatred.
It's so venomous, but baselessly.
I don't think he's proud of his feet is what it is. Do you have bad feet?
Fat boy. I'm overweight and pre-diabetic.
But
what do you think?
That takes good care of his feet.
Not anymore.
Oh, he used to.
Let me see yours.
I'm not talking about mine. Well, I got
to
take
I am.
Have to take his one sock off.
Anyway, can we do best damn audio, Fat Bone? Do you have something else you want to do here instead of going to therapy?
Actually, if you want to take a break.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that then.
You want to take a break? Yeah, we can.
Can we come back and do more, though?
Might as well.
I want to hear the donkey, please.
Well, we ain't done but two clips. We're going to have more.
All right, more the donkey and more audio. Nine's best damn audio right after this. Good morning, everybody.
You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
And we're back.
Hey, yo, hello.
You ready to make a contact? Breathe in, breathe out.
Boy.
Let me see that donkey, donkey. Wait, Jim.
Do you know who the governor of Mississippi is?
Yes.
Who is it, bitch?
I don't know. I'm just...
Why? Why'd you say yes if the answer is not yes?
Same reason she said she enjoyed the lyrics of that song, but could not tell you what the lyrics of that song were.
Well, according to Paige, it's Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi.
Tate? Okay.
Yeah. What did he say?
They were doing a graduation ceremony on Facebook Live in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
He was reading the names of graduating seniors, and he didn't notice one of the names somebody snuck in. This will remind you of this morning.
Gavin Christopher Davis. Grayson Doss. Harry Ashcraft.
Oh. Did you hear the last one?
Man, I will listen more intently, meaning I'll go from 8 to 9 on my volume.
Yeah, turn it up.
Gavin Christopher Davis. Grayson Doss. Harry Ashcraft.
It's Harry Ashcraft.
Yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Harry Ashcraft.
Okay. How does that happen? Like, somebody said that a couple of the ones that we read, they think that people tried to slide past us. But I looked that one up on the internet, and that kid's name was Duke Sickles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jacob Dotson's real name.
And the Harry Ashcraft I congratulated this morning, I mean, it might be the same guy because he went to Ole Miss.
Oh, okay.
Might not be a fake guy. Might be a real Harry Ashcraft.
Harry Ashcraft.
Yeah. Maybe he said Harry Natscrack.
I don't think. I think he said Asscrack.
It's, like, yeah. It's your grinder name.
I mean, how does, like, they don't really. Well, here I am saying that, and then, you know, I read Gimme That Dixon.
Yeah.
If you're a gay baseball player, it's your grounder tag.
Harry Natscrack.
I hear it, yeah.
Yeah, well, he should get fired. That's what I say.
Governor Reeves, Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi.
Give that guy the Tonight Show when they fire Jimmy Fallon.
No.
He will.
Do you think the world was better when you used to get a job and they would train you by showing you music videos?
I don't think I ever had that.
Oh, I did. Boy,
I never did.
Chick-fil-A's was just like the parodies you see, mm-hmm. where it's like got the jazzy music in the background and the guy says, okay, here's what you do. You fill up. I'm giving away this trade secret. Two and a half minutes in the Henny Penny.
So this is one that I'm not sure when it's from. I'm going to assume this is most likely from sometime in the 1980s.
Okay.
This is something that if this still went on in the world, we might not have things going around nowadays like coronavirus. We need these reminders in life, and McDonald's was the best at it.
I tell you, things are gonna change around here. Don't wanna see that dirty Betty disappear. That's how it's got to be, and I'm making it clear. So clean it, just clean it. You've got to understand there's work to be done. It doesn't have to be a drag, let's make it fun. So get a mop and broom, and get a spray gun.
Perfect. There's a guy that wants to know if Fatboy Yule will send him that MP3. He wants to play that when his wife gets home every day. That's what a silly email.
Hell yeah, brother.
The guy, Nine, showing me the music video goes along with it. There's actually a guy in a Michael Jackson McDonald's uniform, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, he's like a Michael Jackson McDonald's cosplayer.
Yeah. And he's got the moves down. They're cleaning the dining room.
Though I don't remember seeing those McDonald's uniforms in my lifetime. But it had to be around my lifetime because it was Beat It, and that song ain't that much older than me.
Jingles.
I just don't remember those.
Jingles are proven. People stop using them. I can remember every one from like 30 years ago.
We sat in here that morning and rifled off a dozen of them. Even the phone numbers.
I mean, they work.
You want to call Empire Carpet? I can tell you the phone number.
Yeah, or if I want the best night's sleep in the whole wide world. I know where to go.
No, if I want carpet, I want to be a winner by a Georgia Mile.
God, use them!
If it sounds like they got the best, you know they do.
Mm-hmm.
What do they teach you in marketing school or class? Here's a social media post.
Well, in 94, I can tell you that. I haven't heard it since. What is internet?
What is it?
Yeah. Right. That's fun, though. It makes you remember it more.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, you know. I drove by a restaurant yesterday. It was either Arby's, McDonald's, one of them right there in TR, and the dining room had people in there, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
They can do that now.
I used to be in full of drink boxes and cup boxes and stuff.
Right, yeah.
There's people in there. It's weird. There's
people eating.
Yeah. It's odd.
Yeah. Do you want one more heartwarming little clip?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have heartburn already, so be gentle.
As long as we're all in agreement on that, let's go to Spain.
Okay.
A man in Spain was separated for 2 months because of quarantine in Spain. Was actual quarantine, unlike here. Yeah, they were actually kind of locked down.
They got it real bad. They couldn't even do the running of the bulls.
No, no. So for 2 months, this guy was quarantined, separated from his donkey.
Aww.
Oh, the sad donkey.
And their reunion was captured on film.
Baldo, ¿qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? Ay, ¿qué pasa? Ay, 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 ay.
You cannot leave su casa.
Oh.
Was that a donkey or was that his wife crying?
Sweet.
I can't tell.
It sounds like they've shared some nights.
You ever heard a donkey so happy to see a man?
No. No.
You're back on a donkey so happy to see this man.
You sure this isn't audio from one of those shows they do down there?
Oh, man. Those are hard to find.
That's actually audio of me putting my shoes on this morning.
Put your sleeve on.
That was worth waiting for. Thank you, Nine.
Leg sleeve.
It sounds like somebody, like old people banging in a bed. Hey, listen. It's an old bed. Barely got a spring left.
Oh,
in
this
the
has
mattress.
Got rusted out springs, man.
God, that's good.
That's all I got, man. I'm nine. That's my best damn audio.
That for Kifasa. What's wrong, donkey?
Kifasa.
Where did donkeys live? Did they just lay down in a field? Did they live in a cave? Did they live in a hole?
They live in a cave.
Are they pastures?
I guess a barn when it's cold.
Oh, they just lay in the pasture?
I think so.
I thought they dug burrows.
No, they are.
They're burrows?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought the donkeys lived in a hole. That's why they called it a burrow.
But just because they're called burrows don't mean you can get inside them.
Okay.
Hope not.
What is that, a crater? No, that's the asshole. That's where it lives. Down in there. Burrows in. Oh, there it is. You wrapped it all back in together, fat boy.
Yeah.
You did this. Please. He said please, and that was way before me too, right, Paige?
Uh-huh.
You got to if you ask nicely.
Please? That's sweet. That it?
I already wrapped it up.
Oh, you're wrapping up. All right. We're going to take a break then and slide into the Plex, if that's all right with you,
yeah,
Paige.
Yeah. I've got the wildest fetish ever. I'm going to tell you what this guy stole 126 pairs of something to have sex with. And I'll tell you what those items are next in your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. It's going to sashay as this goes to break. That's
sure.
Good.
Rise Guys. I just want to call up and say this. Your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.